Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jordan Quent. You're listening to episode 4 of Quintessential, I think. Okay, let's just get right into it, shall we? I'm having a good day. I'm feeling really good. And let me tell you why. Well, first off, I guess, let me get into some business. For all my Arizona people that want to hear me make a few jokes into a microphone, I'm performing again at the New Faces of Comedy. I'm doing that once again, but this time it's a comedy contest. It's at Stand Up Live in Phoenix on November 24th. Come out and see me, and maybe I'll win a little prize money. I'll take you each out on a date if I win. How about that? No, I won't, but come out anyway so I can win, gosh dang it. I'm going to be doing a few more open mics here in the Valley. Before then, I'm excited about it. For people who want to come to those, I guess you can just reach out. They're smaller. They're just for me to get my set worked out. But I'm excited about it. I'll keep everyone updated on future shows I have. I'm working on some things right now, and I'll be posting about it on the Instagram, talking about it here if you want to come out and see me. So I'm excited about that. But like I was saying before, today's a pretty good day. And I'll tell you why. I'll let you in on a little secret. There is... how do I say this? I have been trying tirelessly to befriend the stray cat that lives at my house. I've been working so hard at it. I don't know why it's so important to me. I really have. I don't know why it's so important to me. Because I have a little heart beating in there. And I want the little guy... okay, let me just start from the beginning. At my house, we have a big, like, backyard. It's hard to explain. It doesn't matter. A big backyard, and there's animals back there sometimes. And there's a bunny that lives back there. And also, we noticed one time that there was a mom cat and it looked pregnant and very sad, right? Well, one day, the cat had kittens and we noticed little kittens running around and then they all kind of disappeared. And then one day later, a few weeks later, we noticed that one of the cats came back and it's been lingering. So I've been working really hard to have the little guy be happy. That's where he was born, you know what I mean? In my backyard. Got to make sure he's happy about it and has a good life because he is on the streets. That's not good. So what I do... is we have a plethora of old baby food things, and some of them are like chicken broth baby food. It's so weird. I don't really know, but I'd put it out there for the cat. Sometimes it would eat it. Sometimes it would disappear for a while, but I'm on a hot streak lately. The little guy comes around, eats the thing. I take my daughter out, and we look for the cat. It's really fun. And today, okay, I know I'm jumping around. This little cat is black with a white spot on its chest, and I call him Frankie. Do you want to hear why? Okay, I'll tell you why. First off, if you've watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Frank is Danny DeVito's character. He always digs in the trash. I thought that was really funny. But the cat has a white spot on its chest and has a black thing, kind of like the Punisher does, whose name is Frank Castle. So I got real cute with it, named it Frankie, little double entendre there, and that's his name. He's the garbage cat, and he digs in the garbage. I bring food out there all the time. The other day, my wife made this dinner. It was really good, but part of it was a rotisserie chicken. We took the chicken off, and then we had like all the bones. I went to take it out in the trash, but I thought, oh, Frankie's hungry, huh? I put the thing out there with all the like fat on the thing, on the chicken. I come out there the next day, bro, and I'm talking, I put the whole rotisserie chicken out for the cat, the whole thing. And it's a kitten. It's only a few months old. This little fucker ate the whole thing. All the rib cage was gone too. The whole thing was gone. And that's not good. I looked at it. I told Allie it was so funny. This spoiled ass cat had this whole entire chicken rib cage it just took from my side yard. And Allie, my wife, looked it up and it says, like, you can give them bones, but only if they're raw. And if they're cooked, then they could like splinter up inside them and kill them. So probably wasn't a good idea that I gave this cat a full rotisserie chicken. But, the reason I'm having a good day is because the cat's still alive and he was there and he meowed at me this morning. I tipped my cap as I was leaving because he's hanging around. He wants some more food. But that's it, man. Off to a good start. Today was good. I've been sick. My family's been sick the past week or so. That darn COVID, you know how it goes. But I don't have it, surprisingly. Everyone around me has it. I've tested 3 times. I don't have it. So you guys are looking at the cure. I have the antibodies. I don't have the vaccine. But I have the cure, and I'm getting really annoyed because the CDC is calling me all the time. I get Fauci texting me and sliding in my DMs, asking me to come down. I say I can't. I say I'm busy. It's really annoying, but what are you going to do? I, you know, maybe I should just do it. It's my American duty to to fix this disease. So maybe I will, but who knows? Anyway, so been sick, been kind of annoying past week. We're getting, I don't know if anyone like cares or whatever, but we're getting late to the release of this episode just because of how weird the past week's been. But it's okay. You know, I was thinking, sitting around thinking a lot about what I wanted to talk about. I had some things pop up that gave me ideas. And honestly, the first thing I was thinking about when I was sick is how much I wanted to go back to the gym. That's something I've been doing consistently for a long time. I'm not seeing any results, but I like it. So I still do it every day. I have a lot of fun. And something I have a really hard time with is when I'm at the gym, I've said this before, I talked about how I people watch, I just do. Something that makes me laugh so hard is the guys at the gym that like, guys and girls, I guess, but for me, the funniest one is guys that think they're like so hot. It is so funny to me. You watch them walk with a little bit of pep in their step and they like, there's mirrors all around and they kind of like are looking at themselves in the mirror, but like from far away, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like they're looking at themselves and they're so happy with themselves and they like think that people are looking at them, but only the only person looking at them is me, dude. And I'm laughing at them because they think they're so cool. And I love it. I love people watching at the gym. It's bad. Like some people look at the mirrors at people and like are sneaky about it. I don't really even care. Like I'll do one set of whatever workout I'm doing and I'll just like put the weight down and look around the room for 30 seconds. I don't look at my phone. I just kind of look around. I don't know why. I don't know what got into me to make me start doing this, but I can't stop doing it. It's an addiction. And I'll just look around, dude. Like, I don't care. I'll turn my whole head around to look at someone if they're doing something weird. And also, speaking of the gym, what is the deal with these huge groups of high school guys at the gym? Do you know what I'm talking about? It is so weird to me. Like, I loved working out with my friends. I still do. When I was in high school, I loved going to the gym with my friends, but it was like me and one guy or two. Like, it was a small group of people. I don't know what is happening with these groups of like 8 or 9 high school guys. They do, they just stand around the bench. They each do what, one set, and then they like all stand there and wait to, they just go, they're in the gym for an hour and a half. They do 3 workouts because they have to each wait for every guy to do 10 reps of the thing. It takes forever. I don't really get it. But the worst thing about that is the fact that I pay attention so much and I'm so observant and I look around and I peek, you know. Okay, let me say this. I feel like I'm a pretty confident guy. I'm pretty comfortable with myself. I like don't really care. I'm pretty confident. But for some reason, I still think that they're like talking about me. You know what I mean? You know, like if they look at me, I'm like, well, shit. Like, what am I doing wrong? I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh, great. Like my hat's not cool anymore. Oh, my hat's out of style. For fuck's sake. This hat's out of style now. These kids. That's how I feel. I get all nervous and I start covering my biceps up even though they're ripping through my shirt, dude. What do I have to be nervous about? These guys should be asking me for tips. But it makes me nervous, you know? I don't know what the deal is. I need to stop just paying attention. And anyway, let me say some more stuff about peeping at people. I peep at the gym. I just do, okay? That's what I do, and it's fun for me. And let me break down a few other things I've noticed at the gym. Anyone who listens to the podcast knows I've talked about the certain people there. But lately, because I was thinking about it, you know, I noticed the guy who thought he was cool. I noticed the high school kids, and I was thinking about, like, what do I notice when I look around? Why am I looking around? What am I noticing? And something big is there's a lot of people at the gym that are, like, offenders of the, I don't even know how to say it. There's an etiquette. There's a gym etiquette, and these people are not obeying the rules. And I want to get into it with you to see if anyone agrees with me. So, huge, huge offender is the guy that looks at the ass. You know what I mean? There's a lot of ass at the gym. There's lots of girls at the gym. You can't look. They want you to look. You can't. But you can look through the mirror at it. You know? Just don't be dumb about it. Like, I can see you looking at it, and she knows too. You got to be smart. People aren't very smart. I'm the only smart one. That's the problem. Here's the biggest one. This is one bugs me so bad. If I walk in, okay, I'm at the gym. I rarely go into the bathroom at the gym. Sometimes I'll go in just because I have to go number one, because I'm drinking, because I'm hydrated, bro. You know what I mean? Drink a lot, have to go. But I don't usually go in the bathroom at the gym. Sometimes I'll go use the scale in there. If I walk into the locker room at the gym and someone's in the stall and I know they're shitting, bad. You know? I shouldn't know that you're doing that. And let me tell you why. If I ever have to go number two at the gym, it's because it's an absolute emergency. It's a pre-workout shit. Or it's a leg day shit, which means it has to happen. It can't wait till I get home. What you do is as you're about to release it, you flush the toilet. Am I right? That's what you do. It masks the sound and the scent, and no one even knows you're in there, dude. Sometimes I'm so quiet and discreet in the stall that they shut down the gym while I'm in there. You know? You know how much money I'm spending on locksmiths to come get me out of LA Fitness or whatever? And that's what you do. That's what you should do. You have to go to the bathroom all quiet. No one should know you're pooping in there. Don't want to stink in there. If we're in there, we don't want to have to be. We're in there because we have to be. Don't trap us with the smell. You know what I mean? And that really just fires me up. But really, why did I even start talking about that? Oh, it's because I snoop, man. I don't know what to tell you. I think I can't help myself. I really snoop so bad. I just peep and I look around and I pay attention to things. I don't really mean to. It just like I have to, you know? I'm observant. I can't help myself. And the really bad one, it gets me into trouble. Like, it gets me in trouble all the time. And one that really gets my wife upset is if I see your phone screen, I'm reading it. Do you understand? I don't mean to. But if I can read it, then why are you showing it to me? It's like you're showing it to me to read it. If I can see what you're doing, I'm going to read it. I can't help myself. And something that I just remembered with that, I'm going to call him out too. My buddy Jason, years ago, it was my birthday years ago. I was just barely married. So this is in 2000. Oh man, it's five years ago almost. So I was working on my birthday. My buddy Jason, who's one of my best friends, he says like, hey man, I want to take you out to lunch for your dinner He wants to take me out to lunch for my birthday. And I was at work, so he said, I'll just come out there. I work in Scottsdale, if anyone knows Arizona. It has a lot of nice restaurants. So we went across the street from my job to Culinary Dropout, which is a really nice restaurant. We were just hanging out, talking, and we were sitting there waiting for our food. I think we were eating the, what's it called? Appetizer. And my buddy is texting a girl who's now his wife. They weren't even dating at the time. And it was my birthday, right? And I saw his phone, and he sent a text to her that said, yeah, it's just sad because Jordan said no one said happy birthday to him and he's bummed out. Hey, what the hell, man? Making me look like a dumb nerd. Of course people said happy birthday to me. I didn't say that to you. He freaking sold me out and just to get some sympathy points. Why would you say that? And like, dude, Jason, this isn't even a podcast anymore. I'm talking right to you. Why'd you do that, man? Embarrass me. And I've read it and I think I called him out at lunch too. Like, what? I didn't tell you that. It's embarrassing, but I shouldn't have said anything because then it just makes him uncomfortable and it made me like get caught. I made myself prove that I was caught. You know what I mean? I ratted myself out that I was reading his phone, but I can't help it. And that sort of stuff just gets me in trouble, bro. This one other thing, this is a deep memory. This memory was about to expire. I just remembered it for right now, but you know what? Let me get my water and you can keep recording. I don't care. Got a dry mouth. What are you going to do? Okay. All right, here we go. So where was I? I had this memory of when I was in high school, I don't know if this is like a Arizona thing or I don't know if my producer did this too. Almost every single year in junior high and in high school, I would do summer school in the summers. And it was never because I was failing, but it was always to get ahead to the next year. I think it's because we used to take, because I had sports and I would take like seminary, which is a religious thing. So anyway, I would get ahead in the summers by taking summer school so that I could like be able to not have, so I could have enough credits or whatever the next year. So one year I was in summer school and it was at this, it always changed high schools. Like they would host summer school that year. I don't really know how it works, but there was this one high school in our area that's like basically the school you go to if you've been expelled from your high school. And it's, I have to say, the school is like pretty much just all bad kids. They've been expelled or they like have jail in their past. I don't really know. It's a crazy high school. So that was where I was going to go. And I didn't know if anyone else was going to do it. So I was really nervous to go to high school or summer school at this scary school. I was 15. Excuse me. I was 15. I knew I was going to walk in and have it just be all people from this high school and no one that I knew. I was really nervous about it, you know? So I went there on the first day and I walk in to like the portables at the back of the high school is where they were having our class. And I walk in and to my surprise, it was like 90%. It was full. I was like the last one there, I think. And it was a full classroom of 90% people that I knew personally from my high school. And it made me so happy. It was such a relief to walk in and know that, oh, summer school sucks, but it's going to be a lot more fun. This class is full of people that I go to school with. I've known personally for years. We're going to have a lot of fun. So I said 90% people I know. The other 10% were those bad kids from this school. And they were like, they definitely looked like scary, druggy kids I didn't want to deal with or like even talk to at all. And they sat in the back corner together because, you know, they're outnumbered. And it's kind of hard to explain. There's a lot coming to me because I haven't thought about this in a long time. But basically what happened is I was in such a good mood hanging out with my friends. It was summer school, so it was such a fun time hanging out with these friends that we were all messing around. And this is in 2012 or something. So we had just kind of started getting iPhones and we were joking around with our friends about these kids that were the scary kids. Because one guy had like a shaved head on the side of his head with long hair and they were like really dressed crazy and it was just kind of fun to mess around with our friends. So I did this really cool thing where I had my friend's iPhone because I didn't have one yet. So I like used his because I was going to take a Snapchat picture of these guys and send, I don't know what I was doing, but basically I snuck a picture of these scary kids to send to, because it was funny how crazy they were dressed. And the flash went off, dude. The flash went off. Oh, cool. So what? And so they all look at me and they're like, did you just take a picture of us, bro? I'm like, oh, no, I was taking a picture of myself and I had the camera turned the wrong way. I don't know what excuse it was. That was the first day. So then these guys are looking at me like they're going to kill me. If I went into the bathroom, they'd like also go out. I thought they were going to murder me. It was terrifying. As a 15-year-old, I was skinny and like, I don't know. They were going to kill me, but that was really fun. And this is kind of random too. This got me in trouble too. I personally think this is like a accomplishment of mine and I'm kind of proud of it. This summer school, like I said, was in the portables and it was kind of weird because normally if you've ever been to summer school, it's like normal school, but it's like, I'm trying to think. The summer school for me in the past was basically you have one teacher all day. You're in one class all day because you're only taking, you know, one course or whatever. You're in this class all day and it's like you're there for 8 hours, but it's like they split it into three or four sections. You're just in this class all day and it's super boring, but you're actually like reading and actually doing real work, writing down paper, homework and stuff. This one at this weird druggy school was online summer school. It was really weird. It was the first time I'd ever done something like that. What we did was we would all just like go through the course ourselves on the computer and then we would take our tests and quizzes and everything at your own pace. So there was kids in the class that were ahead because they were just like banging it out real fast. And then there's kids like me who were messing around with my friends and not doing anything the whole time. And so we got really behind. Well, at this summer school, they had like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, and they had a Tuesday, Thursday class. So I was part of one of them, and then obviously there's another class that would go other days. There was a girl that went to my high school, came to visit one time on our day. Apparently she was in the other class on the other days. And the friends in our class that knew her, because we went to the same high school, they said like, how are you here? You know, why are you here? And she said, oh, I came to get something. I left it, but I'm like done with school. And she was done really early, or she was almost done or something like that. So she had just put her head down and worked really hard and got really far ahead to the point where she was like weeks ahead of everyone and she was just going to be done with summer school. So I had this idea because on the whiteboard in front of the class, when we all started, and he just kept it on there, was basically each of us had our own individual account on the like online summer school. So each of us had our own username and password, but that they had made for us. So your username was your first initial and your last name, and your password was your first initial, last initial, 1001. I remember that, just for all of us. And so I thought, well, I'm just gonna go on this girl's account since she's almost done, and I'm gonna get the answers to this test that's coming up. I didn't know if it was gonna be possible. I log in and I see that, and then I notice that I have access to all of her previous quizzes and tests with all the answers there. So obviously I made the right decision by writing them all down, making a huge binder of all of the answers to all of the tests and quizzes, and I literally just handed the binder, we just passed the binder around every day to all the different kids in the class, and we all aced the class, and the teacher knew what we were doing. He didn't even care. But I've told my parents that, and they were like, you know, disappointed at me, but I would have just passed that bitch around all summer, and we all got an A in that class, and we all got done super early, and we just all had the answers to every single test. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't even sneaky about it. Pretty sure the binder had like test answers written on the front in like pretty font, you know what I mean? Because I wanted to like throw my style on there. I had the answers. So anyway, I was really proud of that. And I got out of that summer school feeling pretty good. I had a really good time, but I miss stuff like that. You know, I was 15. I had a lot of fun with my friends, and yeah, I like cheated through the whole thing, but who cares? That was fun. But I don't know. I miss stuff like that. I remember every single day we'd go in and talk about like video games we were playing and TV shows we'd watch. And we would just like all kind of, cause this is really kind of before social media, at least before I used it. So that was how we knew, you know, we were all just like showing each other what we liked, and we thought it was really fun. And anyway, that was really fun. I had a lot of fun doing that. But speaking of getting yourself in trouble by, like, I took the picture of that kid with the bad hair and that the flash went off. Like, getting myself in trouble like that, or spying at people at the gym and getting caught or whatever, makes me think of one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Is a show on HBO called Curb Your Enthusiasm. If you've never heard of it, it's a show by Larry David, who's the co-creator of Seinfeld. And the whole show is basically him. It's the same as Seinfeld. It's like adult version of Seinfeld. So it's him just getting himself in trouble with these little things, little nuances and rules that he has for himself. And he's always doing something, gets himself in trouble. But the best part about the show, in my opinion, is the fact that Larry is the creator of the show, the main character, the writer, the main executive producer, he's the boss, but he makes himself the bad guy in every single episode. And it's just him constantly getting in trouble. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. But the new season of the show just came out. He's like 70 something in real life. The new season just came out. I've been watching it a ton. I'm so excited about it. It's one of my favorite shows. And something just happened in an episode that made me remember another memory I thought I had forgotten. It's from so many years ago. Basically, what happens in it is Larry goes to the dentist, and at the dentist, they're playing Greek music like really loud, and he asks the dentist to turn it down, and it's the dentist's heritage. He's a Greek guy, and so he gets super mad and fights with Larry, and Larry has a crown halfway put on that he has to deal with, go somewhere else because the guy won't fix it. And when he goes home, he's telling his friend about the situation. Oh, I'm complaining. He's complaining because his tooth's all messed up. He needs to find a new dentist, and he doesn't understand why it was such a big deal. And the friend says, you should be able to pick out what you want to hear during your operation. Like, he says that you should fill out an email with the music you like so that when you're there, you can have the music you like. And I completely forgot about this up until I watched this part in the episode. This is so annoying to me. It felt like a TV show. Where do I even start? So a long time ago, I was in high school. I was 14. I had a back injury. It was a, a stress fracture in my back. It could have been really serious, but it was just like a good thing we caught it. But I had to go to the doctor a lot for it and go have MRIs and go deal with stuff like that. It was super annoying. But one time, I think it was my second MRI. And if you, anyway, so I went to go get an MRI and I had to get all the way in there because it was, they were doing my back. So it was going to be like a 2 hour thing where you sit in this little capsule. If you've ever had an MRI, you are just like stuck in this claustrophobia nightmare with your feet hanging out and it's, you're in there forever and it's beeping and you can't move at all or else they have to restart it. And they put headphones on me. I went to a different place than the first time. And they were like, here, you can have these headphones and listen to music while you're in there so you don't fall asleep. Because if you fall asleep, then like you might jolt and they'll have to restart it. So they put the headphones on me and she was like, what kind of music do you like? What kind of radio, what radio station do you want to listen to? And I told her like, I don't really care. Like, you know, I was 15 or 14. I don't really care. Just play whatever you want. And she's like, all right, no problem. I'll just play what the last person had. So let me recap this for you. I'm stuck in a tube for 2 hours. I can't move. I have to wait till they're done. I have these headphones on my head that I can't, or I think it was playing like through the thing, the MRI capsule. So I can't do anything about it. I can't have them turn it off. She says she wants to put the music on from the last person. So I get in there, zooms me up inside. I'm inside this little tube. I'm situated. The music starts playing. And guess what it is, dude? Adam, guess what it is? What's the worst music you can picture listening to when you're in this time capsule? And people at home, think too. What is the worst type of music you can imagine hearing for 2.5 hours nonstop? Correct answer, Christian rock, dude. I swear, if you know anything about me, and I'll get into this a different time, not right now, I'm kind of like very anti-religion right now, and I have been for a long time, and so the last thing I wanted to hear was like, Jesus, bow, 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 love you. Like, it was so annoying, dude. I wanted to slide out of there as fast as I could. It was one of the worst things, and I had to just deal with it, and I think it made me hate it even more. And it was awful. But I don't know. I feel like that's a TV show thing. I said in the first episode that people always tell me, I have these little stories and they always say like, of course that would happen to you. Or they say like, these sort of things only happen to you. So I thought that was kind of funny. I'd almost forgotten about that memory, but I don't know what's wrong with me. And I guess this is a safe space. I don't know what's wrong with me because TV shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, if like I said, if you haven't seen it, it's very like realistic in my opinion. Things don't work out how they should. Larry gets himself in trouble, always getting yelled at, and it just brings me peace inside. I have no idea why. And there's a few shows like that. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Veep is really funny on HBO. And then there's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia I brought up at the beginning. And I think that's probably where it started. I mean, I watched that show late because there's so many seasons, but when I watched it there was already like 8 of them. I don't know, I watched it when I was like 17 or 18, and that really changed things for me. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that TV shows could be like this. And I wish I could just like tell you how my first experience was with that, but let me do this. Actually, let me reenact the first time I ever watched that show and like what the feelings I felt when I watched it. So here's me finding and watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for the first time. Oh man, everyone's been telling me about this It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia show. I should really give it a shot, huh? Oh, this is a nice group of people. They look nice. Oh, what's this blonde skinny girl gonna say? You know what, Dennis? Go fuck yourself. Whoa. Hey, you can't say that. But you're a pretty girl. You don't say that. I didn't know shows could be like this. What's happening? Why are you listening to this podcast? Oh my gosh. Anyway, so that's pretty much exactly how it went. It changed my life for the better. But why does anyone listen to this podcast? The past few weeks have been so fun putting this kind of stuff out and like just kind of being myself. And I was telling my producer this before we started rolling, but I was what I was going to say is it's really funny to see which people like are okay with the stupid things I'm doing and which people don't like it. And the other day on my Instagram, I did an Instagram poll of like 10 questions. They were all donut related. It was like glazed versus cinnamon, chocolate versus maple. And I like had people go through. And at the very end, I said last but not least, and it was a poll for tits versus ass, which I think is really funny. And I got like 15 people unfollowed me that day because of that. And that is hilarious to me. And if you, whatever, I don't want you anyway, you know, see ya, good riddance. But it's been so cool doing this and having people be really like supportive and cool about it. And I said this before, I know I keep saying like, oh, I already talked about this, about certain things, but I said it before, but it's been really cool having like, I haven't been on social media in a long time. So it's been cool being back and seeing people I haven't talked to in a long time. And especially with this, people are really supportive and they reach out. But something that makes me really happy, I didn't expect, it's made me really happy to like see, how do I word this? It's been really cool seeing people being themselves and like doing their own thing. Cause we come from a lot of us in my childhood come from a really religious background. We live in Arizona. It's like a big Mormon population. And so a lot of us have been like, so I'm not really going to get into it right now, I guess, but it's been really cool to see people I grew up with doing their own thing. There's people that have like come out and as gay, and that's so, it makes me so happy for them because it has to be so hard to do. I can't even imagine. And it's like, I'm happy that they're allowed to just be themselves, you know? And I didn't kind of expect to get deep right now, but I love it. It's really cool seeing people with the same background that I come from, and they're just doing their own thing and being themselves. And I really hope they're happy because I'm working on that too, you know? Like this podcast is such a small, this is such a small scale compared to what people are doing, like doing their own thing. But it's been really weird for me to be pursuing comedy openly and be podcasting and submitting, like posting this stuff openly for anyone to listen to. And it's kind of scary having people react negatively because they don't really appreciate the language or the content or whatever. And they're disappointed in me because I'm not just doing exactly what they think I should be doing. And I don't know, it's warmed my heart. I have to say, I'm a sappy bitch when it comes to that. I love seeing my friends like just being them. It makes me so happy. And I like, I'm so happy for them. And there's a lot of people that I haven't talked to in a long time that I want to reach out to and talk to about this kind of stuff because I just want to like hear their story. It's so interesting to me and I'd love to hear more about it. I don't even know why I started talking about that, but it's been really cool and I'm very happy for them and I'm excited to see more of people. I've been loving that recently because I've been kind of in hiding for the past few years up until now, but okay, cool. So I'm not going to get sappy anymore. I don't know why I started to. I'm going to do that in a different episode for sure. I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about in regards to that. But this is supposed to be a comedy podcast, so let's talk about shit, baby. How's that sound? You guys like that? because I got something for you. Last episode, I was talking about all the poop stories I had people send in, and there's a lot of them. And I have a really good one today. I haven't read it yet. I started to skim through it, but I wanted to read it for the first time on mic. But before we do that, this episode is brought to you by Evora. Evora, the self-expression brand. They create opportunities for self-expression through daily wearables that you customize. In their store, you get to design and create your own sterling silver ring, book your spots online, go into the store on your booked date and time, pick out your stone and metal options, and with the help of an Evora team member, create your ring. I love Evora. They have great style. I love their whole vibe. I love being able to make my own ring because we all know it's hard to find something that's perfect for you. Their store is in Gilbert, Arizona, right by Backyard Taco on Higley and Ray. It honestly is a perfect date night, girls' night, or night out with friends. Go make a ring that fits you. Go today and book your spots online by going to evoracompany.com. That's evoracompany.com. All right, let's get into the real nitty-gritty here. I've got a long bathroom story I haven't read yet. I'm very excited about it. It's anonymous, but I wish I could tell you guys who it's from. I love this so much. So I haven't read this yet. It says, a few years ago, I went, cool, messed up already. Gonna restart. A few years ago, I went with a group of friends to hike Mount Timpanogos. We left early in the morning so we could be at the top in time to watch the sunrise. The weather was perfect for hiking, so the trails were swarming with people. Cool, so we're off to a good start. By the time we got close to the top, the elevation started to get to me. I had to slow down a lot because I began to feel my sick... Cool. Hey, man, why am I messing up reading so much? Okay. No, I'm going to keep going. It's fine. By the time we got close to the top, the elevation started to get to me. I had to slow down a lot because I began to feel sick to my stomach. I told the people I was with to go on without me and I'd catch up with them at the top. For a while, I felt like I was going to throw up, but the nausea eventually turned into an intense need to drop a deuce. I was hours away from the nearest bathroom on a packed hiking trail, clenching as hard as I could to keep from pooping myself. We've all been there. I sat down for a few minutes, hoping to make the urge go away, but nothing was helping. A young married couple passed me as I sat on a rock in obvious distress. Are you all right? They asked. I told them I was feeling a bit sick, but I'd be fine. They kept going up the next switchback, and once they were out of sight, I knew my time had come. The couple was only about 15 to 20 feet away, but they could no longer see me. I didn't know how long I'd have before the next hikers would come from below. This was my moment. I pulled down my pants in the middle of the trail and let the floodgates open. As the demons that were tormenting me were finally exorcised from my stomach. A wave of utterly blissful relief shot through me. Man, I love this so much. My mind snapped back to reality when I heard someone say, quote, are you okay? The explosion that had just erupted from me must have been loud enough for the couple above me to hear. Yeah, I'm totally fine. Don't worry about me, I quickly replied, not wanting them to come back and see what I had done. I should have felt ashamed that I had just painted an entire section of the trail brown. I should have felt paranoid that someone would turn the corner from below and catch me at the scene of the crime. I should have felt disgusted that I had have to hike back down the mountain without having the chance to properly clean myself. My sad attempt at using leaves to wipe just wasn't enough. I should have felt these things, but I didn't. All I felt was pure joy and satisfaction. I made my way up to the summit and enjoyed the most beautiful sunrise I'd ever laid my eyes on. The time came for us to head back down the mountain. We began descending the trail, and I heard the person in the front of our group gasp as he turned the corner. What the hell happened here? A smile crept across my lips. I knew what he had just seen. I knew what had happened there, and it was beautiful. So, so beautiful. Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. And my favorite part about that story is the fact that I have been on hikes with this guy before, and he has had, and me too, but he has had to stop and just explode all over the place in second, like with a second window of in between people walking up. And it's been the fun, I've laughed the hardest I have laughed in years at this guy doing this exact same thing. Made me so happy. And I have so many stories, poop stories that I want to read, and they're all so good. People are still sending them to me, which I really appreciate. Keep sending them over, and just know that what I just read is the caliber of storytelling I need you to reach if you're going to be sending them in. I try not to read them before. I think it's funnier to read it for the first time on the podcast. So send them over. Think deeply. I know we are all scarred and traumatized from these experiences we've had in the past. So send them over. I want to keep doing that every episode. It's really fun. And I'm done, honestly. I think that's good. Follow me on Instagram at Jordan R. Quent or at the podcast Instagram, Quintessential Pod. Send in your questions. Like me on all the whatever. Subscribe to me on all the different streaming platforms. Leave a review and a rating on Apple Music if you want. Tell your friends about it. Send it on over and have them come join the party. Gosh dang it. I am very excited about this. I'll talk to you guys next week, and see you later. Bye.